It is my great pleasure to introduce to you the moderator for our session and also a speaker for this session, Dr. Chris Hefner-Eaton. Dr. Hefner-Eaton has served as a public science policy analyst at the National Institutes of Health since June 2009. In April of this year, she joined the Science Implementation Branch of the National Institute of Nursing Research. Thus far, during her tenure at NIH, she has actively participated in many health services and policy activities, including the comparative effectiveness research, patient-centered outcomes research, patient engagement, and community-based participatory research, behavioral economics, women's health, symptom management, quality of life and care, and cost of care measurement. During 2011, Dr. Hefner-Eaton served a detail with the NIH Office of the Director in the Office of Science Policy to assist in the implementation of comparative effectiveness research and patient-centered outcomes research. Her home institute, as I've said, is the National Institute of Nursing Research. Also in 2011, she received the NIH Plain Language Award for her collaborative efforts to create the symptom management web content. Prior to her current post, for 3 years, she was a public health officer in the Dominican Republic, working for a private nonprofit orphanage network in a poor rural province. For the 2 decades prior, she conducted original health services research and policy analysis via her private consulting firm and also while on faculty of several universities and colleges. She has authored many publications and conducted research in health disparities, access to health care, women's health, long-term care, lactation, quality improvement in health services, and educating professionals. She has been an active member of APHA for over 25 years. She has served in the leadership of the medical care section in multiple capacities, including as section counselor and incoming governing council member. Dr. Hefner-Eaton earned her PhD in public health and her MPH in behavioral sciences and health education from UCLA School of Public Health. She also holds 2 University of California at San Diego interdisciplinary baccalaureate degrees, urban studies and planning, and visual arts, media, and communication. Since 1986, Dr. Hefner-Eaton has been a member of APHA and served in the medical care section, as I've indicated. Please help me welcome Dr. Chris Hefner-Eaton. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dr. Ryan. That was wonderful.
Welcome, everyone. I first want to really give a big shout out to all the people who are here with loved ones and houses and pets, family in harm's way. We have 2 panelists who could not make it because they could not fly out. So they will be joining us remotely, and we will do the best that we can with the technology we have available. So I'd like to welcome you again. This is the session on achieving health equity across the lifespan and interdisciplinary team approach. And I am delighted to have been able to coordinate, moderate, co-author, and I didn't actually expect to be doing quite as much with regard to speaking, but doing that as well. And I'm really glad you're all here. I'm going to give you a very brief introduction. Although health inequities exist across socioeconomic groups, cultures, gender, the lifespan, sexual orientation, geographic borders, and so forth, these present great opportunities for innovative preventive action. And this is true at the healthcare level, it's true at the research level, and it's true at the policy level. Evidence and data-driven science transform the discourse and practice throughout industry and communities, and are now being utilized to strengthen the nation's pluralistic and very fragmented healthcare systems. I won't say a system. And the overall approach that I'm proud to say as an HHS, NIH, and NINR, National Institute of Nursing Research employee, that the HHS has adopted a health in all policies approach. And I think this is absolutely essential to overcoming social determinants that we know you do not just get healthy in a physician or nurse practitioner's office. This is a serious issue that we need to incorporate all aspects of society. NIH is uniquely positioned to be able to do many of these tasks, partly because we have a wonderful sandbox, if you will, for multi and interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary collaboration. And you will hear later from the Office of Behavioral Science, Behavioral and Social Science Research Director, Dr. Bob Kaplan, about this, because we are very, very proud to have him, and he actually has done wonderful things in just a short time that he's been with us. The other reason that NIH is wonderfully positioned is that private industry does not always want to take on some of the very difficult tasks because they're not profitable. And so we serve a role, particularly with rare diseases and with populations that are vulnerable or exploited. And I'm also, at this point, going to do a little bit of a sidestep. I was asked, after the submission for this presentation, we had an unfortunate incident. And I'm going to let you know that I'm dedicating this session to Dr. E. Richard Brown. And Dr. Brown, I'm sorry, I didn't actually tell you to change slides. I can do it, it's not a problem. Dr. Brown, Dr. E. Richard Brown, or Rick Brown, in my mind, and for the 26 years that I knew him, was the ultimate in team weaving. He was the team weaver, as I would call him. Dr. Brown is the founding director of the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, and he passed away April 20th of 2012. His beloved husband, father, grandfather, faculty member, teacher, mentor, past president of APHA, and most of all, I think, honestly, a public health visionary. Rick touched the lives, literally, of tens of thousands of Americans with his unique blend of warmth, intelligence, tenacity, and belief that data and information could be a powerful force for health equity and social justice. Although I mourn the loss of Rick, I'm also grateful for the opportunity to dedicate this session. Rick's tireless efforts to improve health equity are absolutely consonant with the session's theme. And over a quarter of a century ago, it's making me feel old, Rick took me under his wing and really taught me the art of team science and interdisciplinary science. Rick believed in the inherent worth and dignity of all team members' contributions, and he pushed us. He pushed us to collaborate, and many, countless teams have been formed over the years in his stead, or basically because of him, at UCLA. And I will tell you that I expected the world to be that way when I left UCLA, when I finished my doctorate in 1992, and I was quite shocked. There we go. I was going to actually use the theme of a weaving of disparate threads throughout, and Rick would take biostatisticians, epidemiologists, sociologists, economists, political scientists, behavioral scientists, urban planners, and put us all together. And it wasn't even putting us together. He drew us in. But I wouldn't say that it was actually a good metaphor to just say he was weaving strands. No, Rick actually used a more central iterative process that was circular. And I truly believe that the Native American dream catcher is perhaps the best analogy I could use. And this is true because, well, I will tell you actually, if you look at dream catchers, the ancient tradition tells us that all dreams are caught and held by the web until the first rays of sunlight destroy the bad dreams. And good dreams find their way through the hoop when they enter into the life of the dreamer. The circular weaving metaphor really eloquently and elegantly fits what Rick did. And long before the terms were cliche, Rick was practicing interdisciplinary and systems science. So for this reason, I want this session and all of what we've put into at APHA in terms of health equity and interdisciplinary team science to be in his memory, and know that we have planted seedlings, and there are so many of us out there now nurturing those seedlings, and this all NIH panel, which you will be hearing from Dr. Brian next, and then we will actually have two more presenters from NIH coming in remotely. I don't know why that's not working. So I'm going to do a blanket disclosure. As federal employees of HHS, Health and Human Services, and NIH, we all must adhere to very strict ethical guidelines, and I have triple-checked this with everyone. We all sign away our lives basically on this, and it's a good thing, but there are no disclosures, and we will not be promoting any off-label uses, and no one is receiving financial support from any commercial endeavor. As I said earlier, we have Dr. Brian first, and then I will be beginning the next presentation, and Dr. Ray Dione will be joining us via phone, and then Dr. Robert or Bob Kaplan will be coming in. Now I'd like to introduce Dr. Brian. Dr. Yvonne Bryan serves as the Special Assistant to the Director of the National Institutes of Nursing Research, Institute of Nursing Research at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Prior to assuming her current position, Dr. Bryan served as the Chief of NINR's Office of Extramural Programs, or OEP, overseeing the OEP research portfolios and initiatives, as well as research training programs. She joined NINR in 2001 as the Program Director for Infant, Child, Reproductive, and Family Health after completing a 3-year fellowship at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, and she held several academic and research positions prior to that. She is particularly interested in parenting capacities and outcomes in youth and adolescents, health disparities among minorities and underserved women, reducing preterm and low birth weight in minority families, the role of gene-environmental interactions underlying health disparities in initiatives developed to address health outcomes in these areas. In addition to her focus on child development, Dr. Bryan has conducted research on patient-centered care, cognitively impaired elderly, management strategies for congestive heart failure patients, quality of life issues for women with advanced ovarian carcinoma, and hospital workflow analysis. In 2011, Dr. Bryan received the NIH Equal Opportunity Award of the Year for outstanding contributions in advancing equal employment opportunity at NINR and at the NIH, while promoting the understanding of nursing science. I'd love to welcome Dr. Bryan to the podium.